Now, I'm a little excited because the other day I was sent a track by a group called the Byrne Sisters, and they're singing here of the lyrics. I never knew there were lyrics to this song. I used to play this myself as an instrumental. The Irish pronunciation is Eamon an Cnic or Ned of the Hills, but they've got lovely vocal. They've got a lovely vocal to it. It tells the story of the young man, Ned, young Ned of the Hills, who serenaded all the young ladies with his music. Take a listen to the Byrne Sisters and Young Ned of the Hills. Here's a group that I can be honest with you and tell you I know nothing about, but I think they make a lovely sound. They're called the Kilkennys. I imagine they come from that fair county. And they're singing a song that I think I played on last week's programme, but not by them. I think I played the Sean O'Shea version of it. Will You Go, Lassie Go? And that this is, I do believe, a Scottish song, but beautifully sung by an Irish group. Take a listen.
Trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme rolls around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
And we'll all go classic gold. And if my true love she were gone, I would surely find another where the wild mountain thyme rolls around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
And we'll all go together to the wild mountain thyme.
If you recall, at the beginning of the programme, I was talking about emigration and all our people going away to various parts of the world. Well, here's a similar sort of song. This is sung for us by Dolores Keane. Now, Dolores is a wonderful singer, steeped in Irish traditional music. All her family were traditional musicians. And, well, here's Dolores Keane, and she's singing Far Away in Australia.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said, I will not let you go. But I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away, success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day a message from over the sea, and I'm hoping these words are true.
hasn't she got a lovely warm voice there? Beautiful singing from Dolores Keane and Far Away in Australia. Now we come to the lovely voice of Anne Breen. Anne is singing for us a sad little song about a lady called Noreen Bourne. Now, Noreen lived in a glen in Old Tyrconnell. I mentioned Donegal a few moments ago, did I not? Well, Tyrconnell is the Irish name for Donegal. And she was living with her widowed mother, and one day a letter came inviting her to go away to America. And the mother was broken-hearted, but off goes Noreen to America. Then sometime later, a knock comes to the door, and the mother opens the door, and there is his... I tell you what, I let Anne Breen tell us the story of Noreen Bourne.
There's a glen in Old Tyrconnell. There's a cottage in the glen where dwelt an Irish colleen who inspired the hearts of men. She was winsome, hale and hearty, fair and graceful like the dawn. Neighbors loved the widow's daughter, happy, laughing.
Was the curse of emigration laid you here, my Noreen Bourne? Beautifully sung there from Anne Breen. And now, a track from somebody who we include in the programme most weeks, Dermot O'Brien. I was very fond of Dermot and a wonderful musician, tremendous musician. Here, he's singing for us the theme song from a movie, The Quiet Man.
Some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. not sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him overland across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftop of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find birds make music fit for angels, and watch the rivers laugh as they flow, and then into a humble shack I wander, my dear old. Still would choose my high love in his
friend. goodbye, Mershinderkin. I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties. No longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. In the days when I was courting, I was never tired resorting to the alehouse or the playhouse, or many's the house beside. I told my brother Seamus, I'll go off and go right famous, and before I will return again, I'll roam the world wide. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. I've courted girls in Blarney, in Kanturkin, and in Killarney, in Passage and in Queenstown, that is the Cob of Cork. Farewell to all this pleasure, I'm going to take my leisure, and the next thing you will hear from me is a letter from New York. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. When I landed in America, I met a man named Bert. He told me if I'd stay a while, he'd surely find me work. Well, work he didn't find me, so there's nothing here to bind me. I'm bound for San Francisco and California. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Farewell to all the boys at home, I'm sailing far across the foam to try and make my fortune in far America. There's gold and money plenty for the poor and for the gentry, and if ever I return again, I never more will stray. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Now, there we heard a very talented group called Golden Bough. And they were playing a track that I think we played Johnny McAvoy's version of a couple of weeks ago. Goodbye, Mershinderkin. Mershin is the Irish word for Martin. Some clever lyrics in that. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Now we come to my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen. I don't think, as I say, most weeks we could have a Sounds Irish programme without a track or even tracks from Foster and Allen. Very talented, they made some great albums. Here is a song that was a huge hit for Bridie Gallagher way back in the day. This is Foster and Allen's version of A Mother's Love's a Blessing.
Boy was leaving, leaving his own native home, crossing the broad Atlantic. Once more he wished to roam, and as as he was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, she threw her arms around his neck, and these were the words she said: "A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay." Settle down in life, I'll find a nice young Irish girl and make her my sweet wife. And as the kids grow older and climb around my knee, I'll teach them the very same lesson that my mother once taught to me. A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay. For you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
You'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay. Now we move on, because I want to play for you a track by Noel McLaughlin. Now, Noel is telling us the story of the old Dungarvan oak. Dungarvan is in County Waterford, and is a bit of a legend, you see. If the tree ever comes down, or falls down, or is knocked down, the oak, well, Dungarvan will be flooded. But he's on his way. And look, I'll tell you what, listen to Noel McLaughlin. He'll tell it better than I will.
As I rode out one morning, going to Dungarvan Fair, I spied a pretty colleen, oh, with the sunlight in her hair. Her way was so delightful, her voice rang like a bell. And as I overtook her, I asked if she was well. "Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan oak." Before we reached Dungarvan, the girl did at me stare, and asked me why I raised me hat to a tree so old and bare. So I told her of the legend: if the tree should e'er come down, there'd be a great disaster, and Dungarvan would be drowned. "Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan oak." Well, then she started laughing, my face grew very red. She said that only fools believe what those old legends said. Her laughter was contagious, for the truth to you I'll tell. Before we reached the marketplace, I began to laugh as well. "Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan oak." I'm sitting by the fireside in the autumn of my life, and the darling girl I met that day is now me darling wife. I have a lovely daughter and a son to push my yoke, and it's all because I raise me hats to the old Ungarvan oak. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Ungarvan oak. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Ungarvan oak.
Noel McLaughlin there telling us the legend of the old Dungarvan oak, and he got his woman in the end, did he not? Now, the last time I played this track, I got a good response to it. It's Trudy Lawlor, and the lyrics on this are great. It's one of those songs that I say so often, I wish I'd written this song. Trudy Lawlor and The Best of Friends.
Never end.
And I think that's certainly a suitable track to finish on, The Best of Friends from Trudy Lawlor. Well, particularly if you've been listening to me for the first time, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. And I'd love to hear from you. I hope you've all enjoyed the programme as much as I have putting it together. Friends, don't forget the email address if you'd like to drop me a note. It's everton274@sky.com. Everton 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all will be well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you'll be given the strength to cope. May good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And until we're all together again next week with another similar programme, this is Joe Ballard saying, take care. God bless you all. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.